Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
You're still tuned in to KC 107.7. This is KC Talk with Mira Saad Adams. And if you've just joined us, you've of course missed a very important conversation following that announcement and notice by the City of Cape Town about possible water restrictions that we may experience given the alarming drop in the province's dam levels, and obviously the dam levels here in the district of the Cape Winelands as well. We spoke to the Department of Water and Sanitation, and a recording of that conversation will soon be available for you to have a listen to. As promised, we will be unpacking Parliament's, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament's newly established ad hoc committee on child protection reform. That is aimed at confronting the growing crisis affecting vulnerable children across the province. Now, the committee was formed following serious systemic shortcomings highlighted during a multi-stakeholder engagement earlier this year. I believe it was around June or July. Now, joining us in KC Talk to unpack what this means for families and communities is Wendy Kaiser Philander, who is a member of the Provincial Parliament, and she's also the newly appointed chairperson of this newly established committee. Now, of course, with her deep experience in social development, community oversight, and legislative leadership, she is poised to steer this important reform process. Wendy, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining us on KC this evening.
Good evening, Rasad, and good evening to the listeners, and thank you so much for the opportunity and for shedding light on this very important matter. And may I say, it's always wonderful to be home. I'm home, this is home.
You are indeed home. For those that are tuned in and might not be familiar with the name, Wendy Kaiser Philander, she is a local. She is from our area. She's from Drakenstein. There's a kind funny fillet, and she finds herself in the provincial parliament now. Wendy, the ad hoc committee on child protection reform, tell us about it. Why was it established, and what will the immediate priorities be in addressing the systemic shortcomings identified through this stakeholder engagement that took place in June this year?
Yes, thank you, Razad. You know, this was an absolute must. I'm sure that listeners will agree with me that, you know, the newspapers, over the news each and every day, a child gets confronted with various challenges within our province. I mean, between the period of the 1st of April and end of August, already 63 children were murdered in the Western Cape. We have the issue of over 42,000 children currently in foster care. So our children are in crisis, and the need existed at that time, which is also my committee, the Standing Committee of Social Development. So we convened in June a multi-stakeholder engagement, and what emanated from that engagement was very clearly that there are systemic issues that prevents children from being children. Mm. And as an oversight body in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, we took very stern resolutions, and one of those very important resolutions were to establish this ad hoc committee that will specifically focus on child safety and protection. So to answer your question, first of all, we need to stabilize the system. As you've said, there are gaps within the system. So first and foremost, this committee will, main focus will be on that. We will, you know, map and close the coordination gaps, which we have learned from that report. And it's not just merely, the listeners should understand, it's not just merely a report that we thumbs up. We engaged with experts in the field, with academia. with those frontline workers confronted with these issues on a daily basis. And of course, with the Western Cape government departments that are involved. So those gaps indeed assist or exist. And we are not saying the departments are not doing what they're supposed to do, but there's definitely a gap in terms of the coordination between those gaps.
Yeah.
And we also want to push. Yeah.
No. You want to push?
Yeah. We also want to push, Rasad, for an integrated child protection data system, so that these cases that I'm referring to don't get lost in between the departments, and also strengthen that prevention and early intervention, and of course prioritize the vulnerable groups, and including children with disabilities, which we sometimes do not attend to, but they are also in the system and in need of help. Very much so. Just to make an example, for example, if a child was to take out of an unsafe home at night, it is found, and that is what also came out in our deliberations, that SAPS, for example, wouldn't immediately notify social development. And now you can imagine the detriment of that not happening, and a child can wait for hours to be placed in safety. So one of our immediate priorities will be to make sure that there's a single joint response protocol in the province where SAPS, DSD and health are alerted at the same time, so that they can place a child in safety much quicker.
Yeah, of course. The Department of Social Development and obviously the various organizations that fall within this department, your social workers, your shelters, your early childhood centers, and child protection NGOs, they of course play a very crucial role in especially identifying these children that need the dire help that this committee aims to provide and the issues that it aims to address. But we often experience that these organizations are often either under-resourced or don't receive any form of support from either provincial or national government. Is this an element that this committee has taken in mind? How will you ensure that these NGOs, these very essential social service providers, are adequately equipped to function effectively?
Indeed. Rashad, from the word go, and that was my address to the committee yesterday as well, we have to be bold in our approach. We have to be honest as to what is currently happening and why we are in this detriment that we currently are. The fact is that frontline workers are overwhelmed. That's a fact. Some social workers, for example, carry up to 185 foster cases now for one individual. And I don't even want to go into the fact that even they are under threat. We have asked questions in Parliament. We've got the answers. We have even reached out to the police in that sense. That, for example, a social worker are not safe to do their work. So that also has a huge effect on the safety of children. NGOs are underfunded. That is also a fact. And health and education staff, they are not adequately trained to deal with this issue when it comes to children, for example. So we will also, in our deliberations and in our approach to this ad hoc committee, we want to see that funding frameworks, especially for NGOs and child protection partners, that funding frameworks needs to be strengthened in order for them to adequately deliver the service that is needed. We also want to see integration. Currently, social workers, for example, there are social workers in the education department and there are social workers in the DSD system, which often we see do not really speak to each other.
We need to do away with this, with working in silos.
Working in silos. It should be an holistic approach. And you know, there's also health, Rashad, and as I said, we must be honest and we must be bold. Government cannot do this alone.
Mm.
We truly and honestly need our communities to strengthen the hand of government and NGOs.
Mm.
So there are also various tools in the space, for example, that our communities are not aware of.
Mm.
I mean, I almost want to say every second household nowadays has got access to a cell phone.
Mm.
Easy as that, there are applications that parents can use on these SWIFT apps, for example. SWIFT stands for Scaling What Works, Improving Families Together.
Mm.
Where you are able to send a WhatsApp. And that is part of a global parenting initiative at the University of the Western Cape. And they were one of the stakeholders that addressed us on that. Many people don't know that. That's a parent text as well, which is a WhatsApp-based parenting tool that parents can use as well. So there are various tools that can be used within the normal household as the need exists.
Mm.
And I think also very important to mention improving DSD, SAPS and health collaboration. Without collaboration, we will fall flat.
Mm.
We need to work together, as she said, not in silos. And obviously advocating for better working conditions when it comes to caseloads, you know, wellness support. We also need to
think
of the health and wellness of our frontline workers and those in the sector that are confronted with these issues on a daily basis.
So that is all the issues
that we want to strengthen and we want to reform in the province.
Certainly. We're running out of time, but I want to quickly ask you, you've obviously alluded to that alarming statistic of those 63 kids, if I'm not mistaken, if I heard you correctly, that were murdered. Was it on the Cape Flats or in the province? I believe it's on the Cape Flats within a very short period. I want to get to that. And you've obviously also now mentioned that importance of a collaborative work approach between the Department of Social Development and SAPS. Now, obviously, there are robust legal frameworks in place, but very poor implementation thereof. And I wanna be frank when it comes to this ad hoc, ad hoc committee. It should not just be something that is addressed in the legislature, but something that is practically implemented as well. So, what measures, lastly, will the committee introduce to ensure better accountability and enforcement across child protection systems?
Absolutely. And Rashad, I think it's a matter of taking those current legislation in perspective.
Mm.
Also, what we sometimes fail to do is, we speak among each other and we forget those that are mostly affected by what we are currently speaking about.
Mm.
And my vision for this ad hoc committee is to really take up that space in terms of community participation.
Mm.
And sometimes you will find that the answers that we are so desperately seeking are within that respective communities.
Mm.
So we need to take up our bags and we need to go to those communities. It's not always possible for them to come to us. But if we are serious about what we are doing, we need to go to them. We need to realize what the circumstances of that specific community are, what the challenges are, why are kids not safe, why are they not allowed to thrive as kids.
Mm.
And as I said, with this reform, ultimately we would want legislation in the Western Cape that will ultimately protect the rights of our children.
Yes.
Because, I mean, the Constitution is clear. Every child has the right to be protected against abuse, against violence, and mistreatment. So there's an obligation upon us to do exactly that.
Wendy Kaiser,
of this province to ensure that.
Wendy Kaiser Philander, of course, this is a very important conversation that I wish we had more time to unpack, but thank you so much for your time. Unpacking, of course, the establishment of Parliament, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament's ad hoc committee on child protection reform, and we look forward to following the work that will come out of that committee. That's all we have time for on KC Talk this week and this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. As I alluded to and mentioned earlier, all of these important conversations will soon be available digitally and shared on our social media platforms if you've missed it. So do keep an eye out for it. Volgende week weer terug, selle tyd, selle plek. Sien jou dan.